Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
You got stacks like the International House of Pancakes. The man makes motion in bed. Watch it stand straight, your fat body. Come and build with God body. Hardly any chicken heads, fake jacks. A ride bomb,
yeah.
Cover girl. Living well, lady. Watch the chrome spin, Gorilla Grill.
So check out nigga the $1 million lady.
Okay. GS spins, niggas with all the wins. Baby girl, slide in, let the legs burn, nigga. Massage your skin. What's your name? Lex, last name Diamond. Icy earring shining. What's your occupation? Crazy rhyming. Use a queen killer, so I'ma feel you like Exxon. Woo and Jodeci is like cousins. You see me posted at the garden party. Sweat dripping on my fly shit. Rolling with some niggas robbing. What $1,000 links on? Yo, shorty got money in the stash to drink on.
Every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny.
Hey.
Can't get you out of my mind. Sexing you is all I need.
Hey,
big up my freak in you.
They were horny ass niggas.
You already know what it is.
Come on, Moses. They just too horny for no reason, man.
Tonight,
nasty ass nigga.
I need your body.
What's in there, Raekwon?
You know what I mean? Hey, yo, hey, hey, yo. Check this out. Check this out, though. Yo, it's Dirty Water Podcast. It's your boy Dave B.
Moses.
Lexington.
Yes, episode. Dude. What episode is this?
105. Jesus Christ.
105. There you go.
Damn.
How y'all niggas doing, man?
Well, you good.
My brothers.
I'm good.
Good.
I woke up this morning, so I have no complaints at all. Fuck cancer.
As usual.
Work good, money good, eating good.
Man.
Oh, you eating good? What you been eating lately, Moses? I know how you eating. You a different nigga, Moses.
Lamb, salmon, rolls.
There we go.
Gator.
Same shit, nigga.
Rabbit. Deer.
Fried rabbit do be nice, though. That fried rabbit be nice, man.
Yeah, so we're going to get straight into it. You heard what I played, you know what I mean? Freaking You remix. What y'all niggas thinking about the verses? Raekwon versus Ghostface. It happened last weekend or whatever, last Saturday or whenever it came out.
Legend. Saturday. Let me tell you something.
Talk your shit, Moses.
Y'all know from the verses, my top one was Snoop Dogg and DMX.
And the dog.
That was your favorite
this
one?
This one.
I didn't know that was your favorite one, bro.
But this one, removed it and put that one to the first.
Yeah.
Just that so you like chemistry.
The go, you like the Listen Ghost and Ray better. I got you.
Well, you say anything.
I got you.
Because I know how you get you so excited. Shut up.
I'm chilling, bro.
I'm chilling,
my nigga. I'm chilling.
Like a fucking dog over there. Like a new baby born dog.
That's called a puppy, stupid.
Yeah, you a puppy.
Baby born yeah, dog.
That's funny.
Fuck yeah. out of
here. That's
Jewish. Called a puppy, my nigga.
I was trying to be cool with it.
No, just talk your shit. It's cool.
But you want to call yourself a baby boy, little poop? Okay, little poop.
What?
Okay, little poop. But anyways, the chemistry and the setting of it. Come on, like some of them hits you don't forget about.
That's a fact.
And the way they was rocking and you forgetting, like, they had most of this shit together. So it was a good combination. Just the way he was rocking. I love the way how Ghostface was coming, two different outfits. I just love that.
Oh, yeah, he switched.
With the Wallabies.
That's a fact, yo.
With the Wallabies. Fresh.
Yeah, he started.
Telling you, man.
He started out with the red leather. Nigga had leather Wallabies on. And then he swapped to the blue and cream. Yeah, you know I mean, flip, you know.
He came out with the mink and all that. But the funny thing about this shit is.
And the leather jacket.
But the funny thing is, though, he had to come up out of all that shit every time he changed clothes.
That's
it was hot in here. I know you wanted to be fly. You wanted to be fresh.
You knew
you was going to get too hot.
But it's not even the thing.
I'm not mad at it.
Niggas got to see the drip. Niggas got to see the fit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at it.
It wasn't even about, like, him just wearing that. Because, nigga, we already know you're going to be hot. So we just came out there for the drip. Let me see what I'm showing. You know what I'm saying? It was a show. They did a show in a good minute. So for him, I feel like it was a show. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way Ghostface is. I was expecting that.
Me personally, I thought this was one of the greatest verses that came out so far. You know what I mean? One of my favorites was the Jadakiss and Fabolous one.
Oh, you're talking about the verses?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Right. You know what I mean?
What you think about this one, though?
No, I'm just saying, that was one of my favorites, but as far as, like, when I want to move up some of the verses that came out, you know what I mean? This one came, that reached up to another level. I like the bond they had together. We already knew they was going on.
I didn't know that about you, though. I would expect, like, you liked it. If they was like in the same room.
They was in the same room.
They was in the same room. What are you talking about?
Kiss and Fab was in the same room.
Yeah. I didn't watch that one. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, got you.
Okay, you need to check that out. That was fire. You need to check that out.
Different.
But I thought this one was dope. I'm with you on the Snoop and DMX one. That was one of my favorite verses.
But yeah, this nigga, he don't fuck with Wu-Tang like that. So I wouldn't expect him to like this one the best.
Wait, what?
You don't, nigga.
Why don't?
You say you don't like Wu-Tang like that.
When I say that?
You don't know Wu-Tang like that. We've
put
this.
I'm just saying, Dave don't my style.
I don't know all of their music like that, but I'm not going to say I don't fuck with them like that.
But I'm just saying, like,
I fuck with Wu-Tang.
Me and Dave talk about it.
No, we're not
going to
do that. No, see,
me and Dave talk about it. Thank you.
Wait.
Me and Dave talk, like, serious talk about Wu-Tang.
Hold on. When you played that Wu-Tang record a couple episodes ago, we asked you, we was kind of quizzing you.
Y'all didn't ask me shit.
No. We didn't ask you nothing. We indirectly asked you. When we start rapping the Wu-Tang line and you can't finish it, don't fuck with them like that.
Thank you.
I can rap a rhyme right now and this nigga can finish it, is what I'm saying. You don't fuck with them like that. Like, we fuck
I'm not
with
heavy
them.
On their lyrics, no.
Okay.
But I love their music.
Okay. You don't fuck with them like that.
Get the fuck
out of here. What I was saying is, I didn't expect this one to be your favorite, but this one is one of my favorites.
This one was hard.
Yeah, it was.
And I knew most of the music they was doing.
What was you on?
I knew most of the music they was putting.
Your special moments, Dave.
This was special.
Tell them what was your special moments.
Freaking You was special.
Oh my God. I forgot about that, though.
Freaking You, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
That is hip hop right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got the old school beat, you got R&B, and you got these niggas spitting that real shit over R&B tracks.
Yeah.
That is hip hop in its purest form.
And they
were
saying whatever the fuck they want to say. Right. That shit.
Talking that shit.
So Dave, it's you put me on the Barry White one. You remember you rapped over the Barry White?
Yeah. I forgot the name of the track, though. And that's a freestyle. That's a track that's on the mixtape.
Okay.
You can't even find that on streaming platforms. Okay. Mm. I forgot the name of the fucking the track. But
they've been doing that type of shit for a long time anyway.
Listen, this shit
run over rapping over the beats, even if it's just a song.
I just fuck with Ghostface.
Ghost is different. Ghost is different.
Even when he had his shit with Action Bronson.
But I told y'all Ghostface was my favorite out of them two.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying? And I love both. Mm. But Ghostface is my favorite.
Honestly,
I can't
choose between
Raekwon
and Ghost.
This is my niggas.
So if you pick between the two.
Even though I know the history of them, it even makes me like them even more because they didn't like each other. That's known of good friends. You see what I'm saying? Most of the time, good friends don't like each other.
At the beginning.
And then they be like, yo, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same people.
Yeah.
One thing I like about them niggas is they respect each other and they know each other is nice.
Yeah.
So when they put each other on the rhyme, they might put that nigga first.
Man, it's just...
Because they know he gonna start it off and he gonna, you know what I mean?
But the thing about
and
it...
Then, of course,
I gotta come with my shit.
And they gonna anchor it because...
But Dave...
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
And they gonna anchor it because they know the shit is fire. But they chemistry is unmatched.
You know who I gotta really think? RZA.
RZA.
I'm sorry. RZA. We're putting them together. You see what I'm saying?
I don't like how you got RZA and RZA mixed up, but you came at me about Wu-Tang.
No, because you gotta understand.
RZA
and RZA is like the same kind of like idealist.
Right, yeah.
But RZA is
I love how RZA
more laid back, you know what I'm saying, than RZA.
You think RZA wasn't going to be there?
But see what I'm saying? Like, RZA is more laid back than RZA.
Yeah.
But RZA put out that shit. People sleep on that nigga. That nigga got the truth. You know what I'm saying? You got to really fuck Wu-Tang.
Can I ask y'all this? How y'all felt the energy would have been if ODB was still here to walk in that room with them?
Oh, come on. It would have been like,
I think ODB would have probably had a versus. I don't know who he would have versus. who he would have had a versus with.
Definitely, he would have been in the spot. He would have been in the spot. But he wouldn't just been like them just coming in there and just rapping. He would have hung out. Because that's ODB. He don't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying?
Rest in peace.
He does things his way, not the way you want him to. You see what I'm saying? So it would have been so live.
For sure. But if y'all didn't get a chance to check it out, it's on YouTube. Look it up. Ghostface Raekwon versus battle. Check it out. And form your own opinion.
They had so much music, bro. Yeah. I feel like they couldn't even put out ODB. Because I just noticed, like, they didn't even have a ODB. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they didn't play his verse because he wasn't there to perform.
Yeah, but I just feel like they were just so focused on so many hits.
Yeah, nah.
I ain't going to lie, though. I'm ready for the Earth, Wind & Fire and Isley Brothers versus.
Yeah,
I'm hyped.
Smooth.
I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, that's the next one.
I'm like,
Easter Sunday, April 4th.
Excited about Osley. I don't know about Earth Wind.
What? You don't know about Earth Wind? Okay, see, we got a problem.
I got my own opinion.
I'm not mad at that.
You know Earth Wind and Fire.
You know Earth Wind and Fire.
Yeah, but the Osley's got that knock.
But Earth Wind got that knock. That bounce, though. Earth Wind and Fire got that bounce, though.
Earth Wind and Fire got that YMCA.
I think it's going to be a great show. I'm ready for it. I grew up on both of them.
I like some music for Earth, but I'm just telling you, like, for my hits.
Yeah, Footprints is hard to beat for me.
You know, like, Ozzy Brothers got it.
I ain't mad at that.
Ozzy got it.
I ain't mad at that.
You got a few songs. I'm just saying, a few songs of me, Earth, Wind & Fire. That's what I'm saying that. Ozzy Brothers is going to win all the way because I have
all
more
the way. Nah, I'm not going
to
say that.
I have more music. And to relate to them.
In your opinion,
I got you.
I think it's going to be neck and neck. That's how I'm looking at it.
It'll
be
just nice. Like them niggas chest hair.
I'm going to just watch it. It's going to be a good day for music.
I'm going to have a fat joint road. I'm going to sage the spot. I'm going to light some incense.
Oh, they're going to
like, what you mean?
They're going to throw some hits.
Yeah, like, I'm ready for all this
all
shit.
Hits.
Young, all hits. I'm so, young.
Yeah, like, Earthwind, I'm not.
I'm young, ready Earthwind for this
and
old
Fire
vibe.
Don't got no hits. I'm not saying Earthwind and Fire don't got no hits, but I'm just saying.
It sound like that's what you were saying, though. It sound like you were saying they ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing for the Isley brothers.
I'm just saying I relate more to Isley brothers. You talking about that's what you saying. You ain't listen to what I'm saying.
I don't want to listen to what you're saying.
Well, just say what you got to say.
Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, cuz. Anniversary of his death day just came recently, March 20th. 4 years of cuz being gone.
Rest in peace, man.
Damn, that shit is fast, man.
It don't seem that long.
We love you. We love you.
Definitely. That shit is fast, man. Jesus Christ.
Everybody going by fast, though, bro.
Yep. Go to the doctor, man. Everybody go to the doctor.
Talking shit, Dave. That's real
shit. Get shit checked out.
That's real shit.
Like Ghostface said, whether you want to take the medicine or not, nigga, go find out what the fuck you got. You know what I mean? You don't want to just go out and not let your peoples know what you got. You know what I mean? You know, stay healthy. Try to be as healthy as you can. Cause Cuz didn't know he was as sick as he was at that moment, and you know it was too late.
Yeah.
So as black men, go to the doctors. You know what I mean? Because we don't like going to the doctors.
That's a fact.
It's like taking your car to the mechanic. You always find out some shit that's wrong that you ain't come.
You ain't ready to pay for.
Right. You ain't ready to pay for it. You ain't come here for that, nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? I came here for an oil change. Now you talking about transmission. Listen.
Leaking.
Ain't nobody tell you to look at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I need everybody.
Just be glad the doctors do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Information everybody that you don't want to hear because you need to hear it. You have to be as healthy as possible. That's all.
I don't agree with I think the doctors be lying. I think the doctors be wanting to put you on all kind of stupid medication to keep you around to make more money off of you.
It depends on what doctor you got.
Yeah. You're right.
Hospitals do that for sure. You find you a good personal physician, I'm sure they will look out.
You got you a good little doctor, man, you straight, man.
Some good black doctors out there.
Yeah.
Find you a black doctor. They'll hold it down.
As long as you ain't lazy. Too many lazy people out here. They don't want to just do their job the way they're supposed to. They just trying to get in and out.
Respect all doctors. That's really putting it out there. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, yo, my man Kirk Franklin. Well, I'm not going to say my man, but Kirk Franklin was snapping on his son.
My homeboy Kirk Franklin. He's
your homeboy? That's your homeboy, bro?
I fuck with Kirk Franklin.
Okay.
It was just
Kirk is a real nigga.
Yeah, it's an argument.
That's where y'all going to go with it?
It's an argument between grown ass men.
Mm.
Let's get this straight. It's not no fucking little kid. I can see if it was a little kid, like, we were like, what the fuck, Kirk? But like,
that's a fact.
A grown ass man.
His son is 33 years old.
Why the fuck is you recording your dad and putting him on the spot? This is family shit.
From what I hear,
this is family shit.
I understand that.
Listen what I'm saying, man. This is family shit.
I'm gonna spark my joint.
I agree with you.
Talk to your family. What the fuck is you putting your family shit out for?
I agree with you.
You a bitch ass nigga. You showing a little bitchness. Put on a skirt.
From what I hear, this is like his exchange.
Kirk, you were disrespecting your father.
Right.
Respect your father, motherfucker.
Right. Nah.
What caused his father to
fuck
act that way?
Fuck with nah. No,
what
fuck
caused,
you talking
what
about?
What
caused
Kirk to act
you
like that towards his
your
son,
father.
Though.
Right. Nobody disrespect your father, bro. There's no goddamn explanation.
I can't say that. What does father do?
And then the way
your father
can't do bullshit.
Listen, the way you was clowning, you'll go. Relax. Go ahead.
The way you was clowning, that wasn't no real conversation. It ain't like you had a conversation with your dad, and you know what I'm saying, and he flipped on you.
Mm.
Then we would be like, God damn, Kurt. You disrespect them. Like, fuck you, and then you hung up. All right. What the fuck?
Well, now let me clear that up. Kurt hung up the phone after he had his little rant. But yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Again, listen what I'm saying. Old boy, his son, he put the audio out. And remember, the audio only starts.
He wasn't supposed to put the audio
listen
out.
Listen to what I'm saying. Not listening. Understand. Let me finish. The nigga's son put the audio out.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio only starts when his father starts to go off. So we don't hear the conversation before
she
that.
Previous, right.
So we don't know what was said before that. Now, let me go before you go.
No.
This is where I agree with you with. Okay. From what I hear, they said this is his estranged son, which means like it's one of the sons that's not in the public, which means, you know, he might not have
estranged.
I don't know his relationship with his son, but you know, they might not have had the best, you know, relationship.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I don't know their relationship, but either way, you don't do that shit to your pops. You know what I mean? I don't know what his motives is, and then from the outside looking in, look like he got some fuckboy motives.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know their relationship, but either way, putting your father out there to, you know, to the public to make in a negative light ain't gonna help your situation at
all.
You know what I mean? So
but what Kurt do though?
I don't think
what Kurt make this man will cause this man to act in this manner. No.
Explain
you
away.
Know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's no. what I wanna
what
know.
What caused who to act in this manner?
His son.
To
towards
leak,
him.
To leak what footage is what you mean?
To hold leak footage. I'm not with the leaked footage. I said that. I'm not with the leaked footage. I'm talking about what caused your son to act that way towards you, period.
Hold on, Lex.
Not the leaking the footage, because I'm not with
that. No, that's what I'm saying. He didn't act.
Wait a minute.
I mean, only thing that was evidence is that Kurt was cursing the nigga out. You know what I mean? He was like, you know, he called
what caused Kurt to cuss the nigga out?
Wait a minute. He did some shit.
That's what I'm saying. The leaking of footage is trash.
What I was going to say, speak your opinion first before you ask another question about it.
Leaking the footage is trash. I'm not with that shit. You know, that's family business. You don't put that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, what the fuck did your father do to you for you to react in that manner towards him?
No, it's not
to
even.
To want to leak the footage out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, just in general, period.
So what did he do? You don't know what he did, though. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. What, man? I'm asking. What caused him to act like that towards him?
No.
Because I don't want my son acting like that towards me, whether it's some footage going out or if it's just some family business shit.
Lex.
Is what I'm saying.
I think you're going about. I mean, I think you're what's throwing us off is not what your father do.
Yeah,
what made you
first of all?
You want to air the family business?
Right now, what is your motives?
First of all,
what is your motive? Right. What are you trying to get across here?
You saying what, Kurt Franklin? Why do you do that?
Yeah, man.
Why do you do that? You're my son.
You ain't never been cursed out by your father? Like,
you wilding out.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Did you do some dumb shit?
Of course.
All right. It don't matter.
No. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all.
But I'm just saying, you asked your own question because you asked, like.
But I'm saying, it never pushed me to the point that I want to leak some shit out and tell the world that, yo, this is how my pops act towards me.
First of all, Lex. Yeah. Stop putting yourself with fuck niggas. That's why I be telling people that, like, they be asking, like,
what
would you?
Hey, Moses.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Moses,
shut up.
Let me shut the fuck up. That's real shit.
I hate that shit.
That's real shit.
I fucking hate that shit when niggas be like, white people, shut up.
Could you put yourself
that nigga's a fuck nigga. Why would you put yourself in a fuck nigga place? You fuck nigga. No. I'm not, bro, that's not my bloodline. I'm not no fuck nigga. I don't understand. I'm not gonna understand a fuck nigga. I don't want to understand a fuck nigga.
That's real shit, bro. My bad.
Damn. That's real shit. That shit pisses me off, yo. Hate when niggas be like, "What if?" Shut up.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. Why what? You not a fuck nigga. You not gonna understand a fuck nigga.
Right. There you go.
Just like a fuck nigga not gonna understand a hustler. You don't understand how to get the money, you fuck nigga. Shut the fuck up. Damn.
Dirty Water Podcast, nigga.
The fuck?
Right. More of the story is, shout out to Kirk.
More of the story is, his son a fuck nigga.
Right. Sometimes you gotta curse your kids out. You know what I mean? The fact that his 33-year-old son trying to out his father.
You a grown-ass man,
over bro. Some family business is bullshit. Moving on.
Oh, man. I watch your president.
That nigga true.
Oh, no, hold on. No, I watch your president, Moses Day. I watch our president.
Shout out to Joe, your old
miss
ass
a couple,
nigga.
Miss a couple steps.
Ain't no couple of 3 pounds.
Oh yeah, I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't go up and tumble down. Like, what the fuck is? Where is he going?
That nigga, you know, I'm telling you, people don't like heights. Man.
Y'all voted for him.
Now, if this nigga would have
y'all voted for him.
If this nigga would have been on his fucking back rolling around, rolling down the fucking red carpet steps, that shit would have been hilarious.
This is who runs your country.
He old, nigga.
Yeah, I voted. Oh, no,
first of all,
stop voting for the. Never mind.
First of all, he doesn't.
He's old, bro.
Never mind.
Stop. First of all, he doesn't run the country. He is the mascot. You know what the fuck?
Thank you.
You voted for the mascot.
Yeah, the mascot
is the mascot.
Fucking tripped up the steps.
If you know he's a mascot, why are you voting for him,
nigga? They're all mascots. Period.
So then, why vote?
Well, what are you vote? Talking but, about?
I mean, shut
you
up,
ask the dumbest questions. God damn.
My nigga.
You make me fuck. I can need a drink.
Voting counts.
Pour something up, bro.
Voting counts because if it didn't count, they wouldn't try to stop you from voting. So voting
what
counts.
Do you vote?
But this nigga's old, yes. Let's
voted
make,
for Trump.
Let's
what
make jokes.
Is?
Let's make
I did not
jokes.
Vote for Trump.
Let's make jokes of this nigga being old. And yes, you did vote for Trump.
I never voted for Trump. I never voted
for Trump.
I never voted for Trump.
You had a baggy ass tank top on, white beat on.
Let me make myself clear.
I vote for Trump.
No, let me make myself clear on Dirty Water Podcast. I have not voted for a president since 2008.
That's why we got.
All right, so nah, shut the fuck up. No, and y'all know who the fuck that was. So shut the fuck up.
So that's why we got Trump.
So why'd you vote for him? If you knew it was a, right. If you knew he was a fucking mascot, shut up.
Because he's a nigga.
I'm rich.
I never thought I'd see a nigga as a president. That was just me at the time.
But anyway.
I didn't vote the second term.
You were like, I'm rich.
Whatever, that's when I knew it was mascot shit for sure.
That's when you're making money, people.
What?
When you vote.
No.
That's when you're making that money.
Nah.
I'm a vote.
That's how you know this nigga Joe Biden is old. This nigga can't even fucking tie his shoes. And nigga stepped on his fucking shoestrings and tripped going up the steps 3 fucking times. And then had the nerve to turn around and give a salute. Nigga, if you don't take your dumb ass on a fucking plane.
These niggas better put a fucking airbag at the bottom of the steps next time.
You know what they need?
They better put an airbag at the bottom of the steps next time.
You know the little geriatric little seats that go up the steps? The old people sit on the seats and they kind of go up the steps?
Dave ain't shit.
That's what they need to the plane.
He got lightheaded.
He need an escalator to go through.
Every step.
He need
an escalator to get to the Air Force.
He the first fucking president need an escalator. Escalator to go up the fucking. Well, nah, I wouldn't say that because we had a.
He did escalator with a chair.
Nah, bro. we had a president that was in a wheelchair. I forgot one of them old niggas. Was in a wheelchair.
See, that's how I know y'all keeping up with y'all history. Yeah, I didn't know we had a president with a wheelchair.
He got lightheaded. Every step he took, he got lightheaded. That's why
he was getting. He was going high at altitude.
Yeah, so like he was fucked up. He was like, oh.
The fucked up thing is, y'all talking all this shit about him, but y'all voted for him. That's
fact,
what,
nigga.
That's what I'm
I would rather him than Trump.
But who's
nigga,
the vice
you.
President?
You wanted Trump.
Who's the vice president?
So Moses, you want
who's the vice president?
No, listen. So you want?
I'm asking you a question,
and answering it. If you shut up the fuck up, my nigga.
I wanted him rather than Trump.
So you want
answer it.
You want Biden to fall and trip and bump his head and pass the fuck out and can't be president no more. So it can go
into the vice president's taking over.
That's what she wants. That's what I'm
she's
saying.
Lee anyway.
I'm fine with that.
That's why she's there.
I'd rather that than have Trump there and then Pence be in there, you know, if anything, Pence be popping off.
I'm not arguing nothing y'all saying on that. All
right. Yeah. And you can't.
Yeah, you're right. I got that. It's just crazy because y'all want Biden to die. That's what I got. It sounds like y'all want Biden to die. But it's cool. Whatever.
No, ain't nobody saying that.
I don't want none of them to die, but y'all want Biden to die.
Nobody said that.
Put you on the grill.
If he happens to die, I'm cool with that. But anyway, this nigga, shout out to Biden in the U.S. Y'all niggas need to get a stunt double or something so this nigga don't trip up the steps no more. Next subject.
Just get him an escalator, man.
Oh, last night.
Like them all. Just get him an escalator. That's all. He good.
Okay, let's go.
That nigga look. He walking around looking like fucking Tales from the Crypt.
Okay, we're done with this conversation.
That nigga looking like Tales from the Crypt. Next subject, nigga. Hey, yo, shout out to all the niggas out there that's ruining Miami for spring break. We giving that up. We giving y'all.
What are y'all doing out there?
And niggas just fucking crazy out there.
They can't go to Miami for spring break. That's what spring break is for, like in Miami, right?
No,
Cancun, Mexico, Miami.
I'm telling you, like
Key Risk.
First of all,
but it's not the Miami residents. It's just people like coming in. People is tired of being locked in, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They really tired. They really showing people like I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. We tired of being locked in.
You gotta think of it like this though. The spring breakers went under quarantine around this time of the year.
Yeah.
Last year. So they missed their spring break. A lot of them missed their spring break.
Oh, so they ready to get out.
Mm-hmm. So they had to wait a whole year to get popping.
But I think everybody's ready to get out of the quarantine shit.
Well, everybody waiting to get popping. Fucking Florida is open. So, you know what I mean? Everybody flooding down there, but they down there acting fucking stupid. Mm. You know what I mean? They down there acting stupid. They got a fucking 8 o'clock curfew down there in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that's a problem.
That goes to show you how
in
many...
In Miami? With the beaches?
That goes to show you how many people is down there acting stupid.
But, Dave, that's what I'm telling you. Like, people is tired, bro. They just want to get lit. They don't give a fuck no more about what's going on. It's crazy.
Well, hold on. What do y'all think the demographic is that's worrying about that type of shit? Because you got your teenagers, you got your college students, and then you got, shit, you got your 20, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds.
I don't think it's
like,
no...
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Miami we talking about.
I'm just saying, me, Hold on, Dave. I don't think it's no different kind of... discrepancies. I don't feel like it just. I feel like it's everybody worried. It's not just.
I think it's a mixture of all.
Yeah, that's why I say it's everybody. It's not just old. You know what I'm saying? It's young, old, whatever. Everybody's worried. So, but it at the same time, like
everybody want to be in Miami.
People just tired, bro. Like, how many times you can keep telling us this, and then half the time government's lying. It's a control thing.
You know, it's between the age of 16 and 25. Just say that. 16, 24, 20.
I say 18 22. And 30. No, actually, I'll say 16 and 30.
That's what I said. I said 16 and 20. 30, maybe. I don't know.
30.
You think
maybe 30. 30. I'll do that. 16 and 30. That's a lot. Either way, it's too many people down there during the pandemic.
With no mask on.
No mask on. They living it up. Did
you see that out there? Half the people had masks on. Half of them didn't.
The city. Nah, niggas ain't had
no
fucking
had no mask,
mask
on.
Man.
I ain't seen no
half
mask.
Half of them did.
Niggas ain't had no mask on, dog. I ain't seen not one mask.
Don't come around me if you ain't got no mask on.
Shut up.
You in Florida, they look at you different without them when you wear a mask.
The funny thing is, I'm going to Florida for my birthday.
Right. You gonna wear a mask, they gonna look at you like you fucking stupid.
I'm bringing my mask. I gotta get on a plane with the mask.
Yeah, I know. But I'm telling you, when you come back, You stay your dumb ass at home. I'm not being around you after you come from Florida.
We ain't gonna party after I come back from Florida.
Nah, no. You gotta stay at the house for 2 weeks, dogs. You gonna? Sick, I'm not getting.
I take my black seed oil though.
I don't give a fuck.
Look, I don't give a fuck what you do, nigga.
Nah, that's real shit.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all.
Real black seed oil on your face. I don't care.
You get your household fucking infected before you come here, because you gonna go straight to the house. Go see your kids. Everybody. Go see your wife. Give me a couple of days. Make sure they ain't feeling sick. Cause it take about 3 days to kick in. I don't want to see you till about 5 days. If you ain't sniffling and nobody in the house sniffling, we good after that.
The funny thing is, I've been sniffling lately.
Well, look, first of all, we know why you sniffling.
That's how I know they was some bullshit.
Yep.
We know why you sniffling. But anyway,
Hold on. I ain't seen nothing like that white in chick. A long time. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Nah,
this allergies.
No, still ringing.
This pollen is trash.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
This pollen is trash.
Oh, that's what you call it.
That's what
you
call it now. That's what it is. Coming in the seasons. Huh?
We call it pollen.
We coming in seasons.
You know what I don't like? I'm getting ready to
you call
what
poly
I don't like.
When it come through?
We call it pollen.
Huh? You call poly?
Hmm? Yeah, we call it like poly.
This is what I'm poly up.
Shut up.
Poly get me hot.
You take these jokes. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Hmm? You digest it.
You
shut up.
Poly on your
it's
chest?
It's poly.
Huh?
It's poly.
You poly chest?
No, hold up. What I don't
we
like
joking.
Is...
You know we joking.
No,
shut up.
Y'all definitely joking. No, boy. What I don't like
keep
is...
Keep on going.
The people poly that like me chest? That listen to this podcast, y'all push them away. Y'all just push them away.
The people that like me.
Now they like you more.
Like, nobody likes
they
you
like
anyway.
You more.
Nah, they
yeah, they like you more. More. They like you more. Who doesn't like people that do poly?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do poly.
Put the line on their nipple and do it.
Yo. You see what happened when you tell
it's
your
straight.
You see what happened when you tell your friends that you tried cocaine before? Now is you do cocaine.
First of all,
I hate you, nigga.
I don't even know why you brought that up.
Yeah,
no,
stop.
You didn't even have to go there.
Yeah.
If for the
Moses
people,
says no. This shit every time he gets.
No. We didn't say it now though. We could have just left it how
who
it was.
Who gives a fuck?
I said
this Dirty Water Podcast.
I said
who gives a fuck?
I said
yeah,
poly.
Now it's poly. I know.
There you go.
I know.
You could have left
it
the way it was.
We
inside
know.
Joke.
Yeah.
And for the
but you
want to
tell
knew,
it. Because you were excited
me,
about
there
it.
There you go.
Because I'm excited. Why yeah. would I mean, I'm not. Why
I
would
did I cocaine.
Right.
I'm the first cocaine album. I did Dirty Water.
Why would I be excited
why are you
about
so
that?
Excited?
I am not excited about that.
That nigga so slime. I'm done with this conversation.
This nigga, we need a camera. I hate this nigga.
Mr. Snuffleupagus over here. This nigga. You put it all in. Right, moving on, man.
What's on your list?
You put it
what's
in the
on
corner.
Your, no, what's on your list,
you
Moses?
Put it in the corner of your armpit.
The corner. Okay, so what's on your list again? What's on your list, Moses? What the fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
Breathe.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to talk about Benny's new album. I do. Plugs I met too.
Oh, that's funny.
So you excited?
You see how he did? Speaking of coke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, huh? Shit, wow.
Huh?
Let me spark my
that's
gun.
A good segue, huh? My brother.
I fucking hate these niggas.
Yeah.
No, but.
Yeah, the plugs I met too.
It's
pretty
hard.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's Dave. Only 10 tracks, though.
Did you know if
it's
you?
Nine, it's a nine piece. I looked at it as a nine piece.
Do you know if you do the cocaine in the corner of your elbow?
What?
Sideburns don't grow. Like you for real? You have
no. I heard your sideburns only grow when you eat ass. Mm. That's what I heard.
But why haven't your sideburns grown?
I have not been eating no ass lately.
You've been. Oh yeah, yeah. Next, so Benny's album is
trying to move
Benny's
on
to going Benny's hard.
Album.
Right. You know
the Benny.
I love Benny's album, but you know what?
You fucking lying.
Shut
man.
The fuck up. But you know what I'm really waiting on?
Dave, he's lying, but I'm gonna listen.
You know what
to
I'm
him.
Really waiting on? And Dave agrees.
I'm gonna go to somebody else. I ain't gonna talk about listen Benny's plugs I met too.
Listen to what I'm saying. Dave agrees. West Side Gunna. I need a West Side Gunna album. And you know what I need after that? A Griselda.
Dave did not agree or confirm anything you just said.
I need a Griselda album. I need all three. One time.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all, but...
Would it be nice to me if all three, and then all of their artists, who they build it on, have a little feature? Dope.
I'm not mad at nothing you're saying.
Dope. Because you can see, like, the artwork on it.
I see West Side Gun coming. I see...
I would love to see Rocky Marciano on it.
I see Conway coming again, too.
I want him
Conway
on
is definitely coming again.
I wanted him on this Benny album, pause. But it didn't happen. Let me make sure.
Well, I'm talking about this Benny project, though. Plugs I met, too. No instructions.
What did you like about it?
The brick did not come with any instructions.
What'd you like about it?
I love everything about it. Harry Fraud.
Harry Fraud is a...
He did his thing.
A dope producer.
He did the same thing with...
Yep.
With Jim Jones.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, now Benny got his thing going on. I like it. Actually, I love it. I love it.
What? Yeah, Harry
hold
Fraud.
On, Dave. Hold on. I got you.
You spoke enough.
Man. I heard from Harry Fraud on Fabulous from Fab.
But I got something to ask
that's
you.
When I first.
Fab is the first time you heard.
First okay, time yeah. I heard Harry Fraud is from Fab.
Yeah, you've been down here too long. Anyway,
I got something to ask you, Dave.
Well, listen, Harry Fraud, he didn't have a run for this year. He dropped something with Currency. He dropped something.
Oh, yeah, he did. You're right.
Jim Jones.
You're right.
Now he with Benny. And he always dropping shit with other people, too. But, yeah, first time, well, I ain't going to say the first time, but Harry Fraud been out for a long time. Mm-hmm. He been putting out songs with French for a long time on the mixtape joints.
Okay.
Mixtape circuits back in the day.
You know I'm not a big French fan.
Right, right, yeah.
Is that what made you go to French more? By listening to him through Harry Fraud? Or you always been a French fan.
Dave in New York, nigga. No, Dave fuck with French.
We heard French popped up in the mixtapes. You know what I mean? And then he was fucking with Max.
Yeah.
That's when I first heard French, when he was fucking with Max.
Okay.
And from there, my French. But word. Harry Fraud official. Definitely official.
But what I was going to ask you, Dave, and Legs. Do you feel like Harry Fraud is underrated?
I think I might feel like he does not get spoken about enough, especially on his sampling game.
Okay,
that's how I look at it, like, honestly. But he has a boom bap in him too, so
yeah. That's why he may be underrated. Because of the beats that he make, mm-hmm. It's not really mainstream beats. It's sampled beats. You know, fucking real hip hop beats. It ain't really trap beats no more. You know what I mean? He don't really make trap beats.
But the thing is about his beats, they're not lame. You see what I'm saying? They're like whack ass beats.
Nah, it's just
these beats are it's
just
hard.
It's just not mainstream. That's all.
They're not. I feel like it's a unique taste. You know what I'm saying? It's a requirement with his beats. Some people is just not going to be on his beats. You see what I'm saying? Some artists you're not going to see on the beats.
He got a lot of his beats are slower BPMs.
Yeah.
So you got to talk that talk on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He definitely got beats with some bounce on them that you could party to, but a lot of niggas go to him for them slow beats, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
niggas ain't really, them slow beats ain't really mainstream right now, so mm-hmm. you ain't gonna hear that unless you looking for it.
That's my favorite sound. I ain't gonna lie. That's my favorite sound.
I agree.
That's my favorite sound. I wanted to ask y'all this. I seen this shit on social media the other day. Yo, if you borrow $200 from a friend to buy a lottery ticket and won 500 M's, how much are you giving your friend? They gave you 200 to get the ticket. You win 500 M's.
You put 200 on the ticket?
They gave you 200 on the
ticket. Did you put 200 on the ticket?
That's not part of the question. You borrow 200 from your friend. You borrow 200 from your friend to go get tickets of the lottery.
I'm telling you,
and you win 500 M's.
How much did you put on the ticket? That's my question. If you put,
that's why, hey, Dave, he made the question more difficult.
No, that's this is part of my decision. Well, let me finish.
400,000.
This is because you're gonna add to it. No, you're right, you're gonna add to it.
No, this is a part of my decision. If I buy the ticket and I put $200 on the ticket, I will give him half. If I put $20 on the ticket and he gave me $200, I give him a piece of that.
But Dave, all right, let me put it like this then.
Only
you borrow
$20,
you borrow $200 to get the ticket. So you got no money anyway. So you ain't putting nothing on a ticket. You're not putting nothing on this shit. They gave you two. You say, yeah, I'm gonna use this $200, I'm gonna put it on the lottery. You put nothing on a ticket. You win 500 M's. How much you giving your friend that loan you that $200? Is that better for you?
Yeah, it's the same thing, nigga. It depends how much I put on the ticket.
No, you didn't put shit on the ticket, nigga, is what I'm saying.
I did put something on
the ticket. You didn't.
I did.
You used that $200 they gave you. That's it.
This thing is, you don't know what I did with the money.
Why is he making this shit more difficult?
No, because it is.
Moses.
It makes a difference.
Listen.
It makes a difference.
We not talking about you doing that.
I'm telling you what it is, nigga.
You telling me what you would do if that were to happen.
I'm telling you what it is, nigga. If $200, it depends on what I did with the money.
No,
if I
you was dead, the money you was and dead, I made broke, it, had I nothing. You used the whole $200 that you borrowed from somebody to get the fucking ticket.
I just told you I give the nigga half. I give him half, period. Okay. I said that.
Or the 500 M's. So you give him 250.
Yes, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. I went in with zero.
I ain't mad at that.
Boom.
I ain't mad at that. Moses.
What the fuck is you talking about?
You gotta break bread with your nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? He loaned you some shit. You gotta pay him back, bro. It's only right.
What you gonna pay him back the 200 back?
You
is that what
me?
You saying? Yeah, I'm asking you, nigga.
Oh, no. You getting me $200? You getting 200 M's. You getting 200 M's off the 500.
I
play the numbers. You gave me $200. I'm giving you 200 M's out of that 500. I'm going to keep it
you got a quick pick. You ain't play. You know what I mean? You ain't picked the numbers. You played them.
I like to pick numbers, though.
You ain't picked numbers.
You don't know if I picked numbers that day. That day, I might have picked numbers.
You ain't picked the numbers, nigga.
I might.
You got a quick pick. What you doing? I'm asking you. You got a quick pick. Oh, you ain't picked the numbers.
No, homie got to get half that. He gave me a 200. He gave me $200. I was broke. I had nothing.
Nah, nigga, you was just about to show the nigga 500.
No, I was going to show him 50 mil.
You was about to show him 50.
Get your math right there.
You was about to show him 50. What you about to do? You was going to show him 50.
I was going to say taxes.
Dang. You was about to show him 50.
He was going to get 150. Yo, I give you the rest of 50.
Yo, Dave, Moses, I was going to say, taxes took that, though.
Yeah, I know. Either way, y'all niggas wouldn't have... Taxes would have came out the, you know what I mean, out off the top.
Give your brother bro something up, he give you that dust.
They M's though. Like, we never going broke again. It doesn't matter. We never going broke again, man. Right or wrong, though. All right. Yeah, I know.
You know what you're doing? Well, I'm here getting that sauce. Throw their money away.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sauce.
We're gonna take it there. Fuck it. Don't look at me. Don't look at me like that, Moses.
Look at me.
Because I know you're gonna say, yeah, anyway. Do niggas like swallowers?
I think the better question is,
Dave, my bad.
Does swallowing count for us? Does niggas like swallow? Of course we all like swallows, but is swallowing important?
In what?
How then? Important is swallowing?
In a relationship?
So whatever situation you're in. Mm-hmm.
In a relationship. I think that's the question. No more freak.
I don't know what you are. don't do that.
I don't know what you are. I don't know what you're talking
about. I know you're free.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what you're talking
about. Fuck out of
there, nigga.
And
don't
tell me neither.
I know you don't.
Don't tell me neither.
What the fuck is y'all's up? Man,
we
talking shit, man. Go ahead.
I know you fucking idiot. Nigga married over here. Shut your dumb ass up. You married in the freakiness.
Yeah. I wanted to say something about that too. Last episode, I didn't. We told you. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Want me to say it? Last episode.
Digging in your butt.
Last episode, Worm. The last question she asked if we think, as a man, getting your ass licked is like homophobic or some shit. Like, you know, if you think you have homophobic tendencies if you like getting your ass licked and shit.
You said peanut butter jelly.
You said you had it done before. But now I want to let you know.
You're smiling.
Stop.
Smiling?
Stop sharing shit like that. Because you like to say, you know, I only had sex with my wife type shit.
This is what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
Making me look at your wife different. Cause she licked your butt on the weekends, type shit. You know what I mean?
You don't want your wife to lick your butt?
So you're sure your wife?
What are you talking about?
This is what I'm saying though. Stop saying that to me, because when I see your wife, I'm looking at her like, oh, she licking this nigga ass.
Like she a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
she can't even.
I know, my nigga. I'm talking shit.
I'm talking shit, bro. And I'm looking at her, looking, you know what I mean? Now she licking your butt. That's all I can see is her licking your butt.
Kenny X, all right,
well, Dave, no, Moses, if y'all was in relationships.
You want some pork?
No. If y'all was married, I would probably imagine that, y'all do is y'all business. I just happen to say the shit.
I just told you to stop divulging that shit because I don't want to.
Say what you
want to
say.
I didn't say I like
shorty.
It.
No, yeah, I'm sure you like it. I think you're lying.
Dave, trust me.
Listen, say what you want.
Yo, dirty water is wild, man. Dirty water is wild. We be talking shit. This shit is hilarious.
And like I said, like we said in the last episode, if you like your ass licked, that's fine.
Yeah, as a man.
Fuck if you liked it or not.
I'm telling you, trust me.
What we talking about now, though?
That's your business, nigga.
Ah, that too.
What are you talking about now?
What's the next topic?
I'm sick. Yeah, no, we were saying is how important is swallowing in a relationship?
And you talking about
you gotta swallow, sweetheart.
Partner. There you go.
You talking about in a relationship, or you just talking about?
I'm just saying
you gotta swallow,
with your sexual
sweetheart.
Partner, nigga. Whatever.
Yeah, no, you gotta swallow.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm gonna swallow.
Swallow. Part.
Her.
Okay. You saved your boy. You slid on home, boy. I swear to God, you slid on home, boy.
It was crickets for
cause goddamn,
I
was fucked up. I didn't know where we was going, nigga. I was fucked. I was about to say cut this shit the fuck off.
Crickets.
Like this nigga said, cause I like swallowing. What? What the fuck is going? What did you say?
Man.
Her. Oh, okay.
There we go.
Thank God.
There we go.
Thank you, God.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
God.
We gave you
so
a tip.
So what is this, episode 105?
Oh my God.
Get out of here. And
you boy. You is smart. Them pork chops ain't for shit. But you smart.
Watch your mouth.
You is smart.
Watch your
boy.
Fucking mouth, nigga. Yeah. Don't worry about my pork chops.
I knew you went to college for something.
And I don't even eat pork. So I know what you're talking about. Relax.
No.
Relax.
I thought you recorded. Swallowing pork juice. Eating that pork. Like nothing else.
Don't tell me what I was swallowing, nigga. Relax,
sucking
nigga.
Your,
fucking relax,
sucking your
nigga.
Fingers.
What you need to do to
like
relax?
It's the last temptation.
Sucking your fingers. I'm sick of this, nigga.
I'm done with this conversation.
He fucked me up.
His conversation went
Dave,
to a whole
he
different.
Fucked me up. This nigga said, I like swallowing. Her.
Ain't right. Yeah, nah. That's how we know. That's how you know. That we fuck with you, cause yeah. we didn't clown you. We let you. We gave you a couple seconds to clear
you
it up,
man.
Before
it's so many ideas.
So y'all not swallowing
head.
Her.
No.
That's why y'all single.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. You're right. We're talking about two different conversations.
No, you did your thing. I'm proud.
What
of you.
Are we talking about?
I'm proud.
You know
of
what I mean? Right, it just took you 2 seconds.
What
too
I'm saying
long
is,
to say her
yeah,
answer.
You fucked us up, bro.
Yeah, so
because we was talking about chicks swallowing.
First of all, this
and
is dirty.
You,
this is dirty water. This is
what I'm saying.
This is dirty water podcast. You supposed to understand
that.
What I'm saying.
But Lexington, you said we was talking about these girls swallowing, right? Relationship swallowing.
First of all, you call
you them. Come out the blue saying.
Shut
I
the fuck
swallow.
Up, Dave.
So it fucked my whole
her.
Mind up. That's what I was glad you said. All right,
let's move on.
What's on your list, Moses? I'm sick
that's
of this
it.
Shit.
That's
bitch,
it.
You got the goddamn.
Yo, you better watch. I'm sick of your mouth.
I'm
nigga.
Sorry.
Watch your fucking mouth, nigga.
We
I'm
out.
Sorry.
We out.
Jeez. I went into hood mode.
I don't like your hood. Even though I'm from the same hood.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood.
Oh man. Hey, Snowfall. I seen y'all got picked up for season 5. I didn't know if it was gonna happen, but the way this season been going, I thought I didn't think Franklin would be out of here, but you got a lot going
tell
on, my nigga. Nah, listen, he got a lot going on.
Like
I don't know if you know
to,
all the characters like that, because I told you to go watch the shit.
Like
it's a character Scully,
like
character man boy.
So we got
it's a lot
man.
Going on, man.
Yeah,
It's a lot going on right now, and Franklin is in a bad situation
what
right
I
now.
Hate, when you see good friends fall out,
shout out to Leon.
That's why I hate
he didn't mean to kill that little girl.
I hate crazy decisions, but that's, I mean, I like that though. It's no happy ending, really.
Well, it's going to be some type of ending. Like I said, they got approved for season 5, so.
It's going to be some time. I'm just saying there's no really happy ending with that shit. They showing the real truth. So.
I seen a meme on Instagram. Instagram that said, after all this bullshit, we better be in the next Bible. How y'all feel about that?
Give a fuck, nigga. Who gonna write it, though? A white man? Fuck the Bible that's gonna write, fuck the person that's gonna write this one, and fuck the person that wrote the other one, nigga.
Why don't we write it?
Fuck St. John, nigga.
Why don't we write the next Bible?
Yeah, right. I don't give a fuck. You write it. I don't follow that shit.
Damn, I don't give a fuck neither, damn.
I don't give a fuck about that Bible
damn.
Shit.
Damn.
Y'all stop.
Shout out to G-O-D. But that Bible, though, I don't know what's in there.
Stop playing. But,
check Kirk Franklin over here.
Stop playing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad at me. If you don't believe in nothing, that's you, nigga.
Nah,
shut
I
the
do.
Fuck up, man.
I do. I believe
all
in
right,
God.
Then stop playing the shit.
Moses,
God.
Who said that?
You know what I mean? I believe in God.
Who said that, Moses?
Come
calm
on
down, my brother.
Come
fuck
on.
You and fuck what you talking about.
Come on.
You're Kurt Franken over here.
Yeah,
ain't no
he
fucking Kurt Franken, bitch.
T.D. Jakes over here.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Shut your Mr. Brown ass up over
fuck
here.
Fuck out of here.
Coordinate ass nigga.
Who's Mr. Brown?
Dave over here.
No, but who's Mr. Brown?
Tyler Perry, you idiot. You look like your kid when you say that too.
I'm just asking.
You look like a kid.
No, I'm just, that's information I just don't know.
You don't never watch
TV. All right, man, we getting out of here, man. It's a Dirty Water podcast.
We got more.
We don't.
We do got more.
We do have more, Dave.
It's
Shut up, Dirty Water podcast. Shut up, Dave.
We got some more. Let's keep going. Fuck.
What's on your list, Moses?
Go on the list and shut the fuck up with Toma on my list.
You don't start talking to me like that.
Y'all say you want to talk about T.I. and Tiny. Let's talk about it. First of all, them hoes lying. The bitch ain't loyal. I said it. That's what the fuck you want me to say? Let's talk about the stupid shit. Stupid ass lie. You fucking took the pill. You did. You just don't swallow. Now you mad because you swallow. Swallowing ass girl.
So you think all trap? You think all the accusations are lies?
Bust on the face.
Explain what the accusations are.
You nigga,
why you asking? You said you what you said.
Ask the question. He asked you a question. Explain what the accusations.
I don't know what's going on like that.
This nigga, right?
But you brought it up. You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
All right. Listen, this is gonna be. Listen, all right. Cut it out. All right. T.I. and Tiny.
The accusations.
They
is
got what?
They got caught up in some shit.
They got accused of like sexual assault and stuff like that, like being like drugging women and pulling out guns on women and stuff like that. It's a few different women or whatever that's accusing them of doing stuff like that.
But Dave, do you think that?
No, I don't think that's happening. I think everything is consensual. Guns
just a fuck?
No, not T.I. and Tiny. Absolutely not.
I really don't.
I think it's a stick up. Yeah, you know I mean, they got the
everybody trying to get a check real quick.
Right. No, everybody trying to get a check. That's all it is. But you know what I mean? They gotta show evidence and shit like that. I can guarantee you all those accusations and shit like that is gonna get thrown out. You know what I mean? It's just unfortunate that T.I. and Tiny are losing, you know what I mean, money and opportunities because of it. They canceled T.I. out of the Marvel series. You know what I mean? Cause he was in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? He's kind of embedded in the series as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Kicked him out of there.
Mm.
Canceled fucking T.I. and Tiny. They canceled that shit for now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So you're losing money. They're doing it's happening what the women want to happen, which is them losing money and shit. But you know, it all comes down to the court whether they're gonna get some bread or not.
I would look at that like, especially like with T.I. Mm-hmm. It's like he already getting money, but it's like what y'all putting on my name. Like he's probably not that mad about losing that role, but what y'all putting on my name, you know what I mean? Thinking I would do something like that if he didn't do it, probably what's triggering him the most.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do that shit. You know I ain't do that shit. I don't give a fuck about, oh, I ain't making that bread off that movie or that song or whatever, but what you trying to accuse me of or what you putting on my name, like, I think that's what's the worst about it.
Yeah, it is, because a lot of, you know, whether they get found, you know, innocent or not,
it's still there.
It's still there. You know what I mean? People choose to believe what they want to believe in. And it's always going to be a you know what I mean, a scuff on their armor, you know, so to speak.
I just feel like it's a set of the industry shit, like it's when they don't do something they want them to do, they try to fuck their money up. You see what I'm saying? Cause like shit don't be making no sense. Like in these allegations, right? When that shit happens, why don't report be filed? Then why do y'all wait so long when people popping? If something ain't right. I'm just not believing that most of this shit right here, right? Something ain't right with these artists, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't feel like This is true. And I don't feel like y'all should take it lightly, because, like, most of these girls, you know what I'm saying, that people that really do get raped or be in these situations, is not funny. So why is y'all taking this money situation so serious, like, right now?
It should have been being drugged and shit.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it should have been, like, popped off. Like, if
you that been happened drugged, to you, you know you was drugged.
Yeah, you know you was drugged. At that why so time? Long? Like, yeah. I don't understand why so long. Y'all be saying, like, oh, I wasn't. Like, come on. Some shit happens, like, for a few while, you're not going to take it right for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's going to go by, like, you're going to press some charges or something.
Mm.
This is years past. I don't understand it. So it's like, it's something going on in the industry. Like, when they don't do something, they be like, you know what? We're going to shut down like this.
Yeah, I agree with, like, the saying of, you know, protect all women. You know what I mean?
But and this is women's month.
Listen what I'm saying. Yeah, of course, this is women's month.
Mm-hmm.
Protect all women, but investigate, you know what I mean, every fucking situation.
Yeah.
You know what
thoroughly.
I mean? Thoroughly.
Thoroughly.
You know what I mean? Because
thoroughly.
I think we got to believe every, you know, I would say, you know, we have to believe every woman until we don't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got everything.
And that's rough.
You know what I mean?
Cause that's rough.
Everything has to be, you know what I mean? Everybody deserves a fair chance and a fair trial in court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody is not honest. You know what I mean? And one thing we can't do is tell women what is inappropriate to them.
Mm-hmm.
As men, that's what we do. That a lot of times, we, you know, we try to make rules about what's inappropriate for women, but
you're right.
You know what I mean, we're not the one that's feeling disrespected to it. At the same time, women,
so
you got to be honest. You know what I mean, and things have to be, you know what I mean, it's a thin line. It's a fucked up thin line.
It's a thin line,
but you know what I mean. It's a thin line between honesty and...
Let's say this for
I mean?
The next episode.
Honesty and integrity. I mean, I don't think... What more is there to say about it?
What I'm saying is, I feel like you should do more investigation before it gets out to the public. You see what I'm saying? Before this shit got out to the public, let's see what really happened.
Mm.
Because you already got the public in it. Now we got other people, you know what I'm saying, making stories, putting out shit, just like with the R. Kelly situation. I'm not saying like that's going to happen. But you see how quick they already had a documentary. Like, what the fuck?
The thing about the media is nobody controls it.
Nobody controls it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that's what I said.
A story,
like,
could be a story off of anybody's merit.
But the thing is, my question, half of the time, the police or the hip-hop police or whatever, they leak the shit.
My question,
even if this was secret, it still would have got leaked.
My question is why women can set boundaries but men can't.
Well, that I think that's
a different kind. That's a different.
What
topic.
You mean?
Women could set boundaries, and,
but men
and,
can't
know,
though.
Yes, because. Like, because when
how comfortable like, are you if a woman, a random woman, just grabbing on your dick? Versus when they say, "Oh, this man is sexual harassing me and touching me in a certain kind of way on her hip or her shoulder or her."
That's something different. it's
a man's world. Men are in power.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't have as much power as men, so they're more vulnerable. You know what I mean? To sexual assault and stuff like that. And as men,
listen.
As men, we can stop a woman from assaulting us. We choose not to. As women, listen.
Why
what
though?
I'm saying.
Why
as,
though? Why are we like that?
Well, again, that's it. That says something about us. That has nothing to do with them. Mm. If they want it, listen to what I'm saying before you say something.
I'm listening.
If they want, if a 110 pound woman wants to stop you from touching her,
right.
It might be tough for her. Mm. The roles are reversed. It might not be tough for you to stop her. Is the you know what I mean? You got to give women the benefit of the doubt. And history shows men are predators. Damn. Men are predators.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Women, damn, they don't have the history of being predators. So
then that's why that's why the laws be set up for the women like that, dude?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. And
I ain't got nothing to say to that.
And as a
exactly.
And as a man that has a daughter, you would want the laws to be set up that way.
Exactly. That's why I ain't got nothing to say to that. Right. That's why I ain't got nothing to say to that.
Because you know how niggas get.
And I know how niggas get.
You know how niggas get.
Not saying I'm like the
No, but
I know what's out here.
Exactly.
I know exactly what's out here.
You've been around enough aggressive males.
I've interacted with these type of niggas.
Exactly.
Niggas, and they didn't agree on how they
niggas get maneuver. Crazy around women.
But does that make me... fake though for not telling them, like, yo, I don't agree with how you do these type of things towards women. No, you know what I mean?
You just remove yourself away from those situations. That's all. Mm. You know what I mean? Okay. You can't control how other people, because whether you say something or not, they still gonna do whatever the fuck they want to do.
They want to do.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Just don't put yourself around those situations. And teach,
I just didn't want to feel guilty about some shit.
Teach your youngins. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. Get the fuck out of here.
We getting the fuck out of here. It's episode 105 of Dirty Water Podcast. I feel like this was a good episode. I'm glad I talked to y'all niggas today, man.
There you go.
I'm glad y'all see y'all niggas, man. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Moses, you got the Black Planet, the Pornhub, the just all that nasty shit.
Yo, holla at Moses on the Dirty Water. Hit him in the Dirty Water
OnlyFans.
The Dirty Water Podcast Instagram. Send him a message. Let him know how much you fuck with him. You know what I mean? We're going to make sure he get the message.
Fuck with us. Thank y'all. Thank the listeners that keep listening to us as we continue to talk shit about absolutely nothing.
Our fans.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right. Keep listening.
Please.
You know what I mean? 914 with up. 910 with up.
Mm. 2-6 and.
There you go.
This nigga.
Word, Dirty Water.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus wants?